This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a review of the latest album from hip-hop diva Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, but now to legal matters of another kind. The right to display the Ten Commandments in a courthouse, the right for same-sex couples to marry, the right for the government to indefinitely detain enemy combatants. These were three of the biggest legal issues of this year. Here with us to look ahead to next year and the legal stories that will shape it is Slate's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, hi. And two of the three legal stories I mentioned are issues deeply rooted in morals and religion. Are those going to continue to be court issues in the next year?
That's absolutely right, Alex. Without question, legal commentators now say, you know, religion is the new race. Religion is what is fracturing Americans more than anything else. And add to the laundry list you just gave, the Terri Schiavo case in Florida, the right to die case, all the abortion legislation that's going on around the country, the fact that it's a presidential election year. And so religious matters and moral matters really are at the forefront. And yes, I think we're going to see another year full of screaming about God on the witness stand.
The other big cases this year grew out of the war on terrorism and concerned the government's right to arrest and hold people in detention as enemy combatants. And a number of these cases are still on their way to the Supreme Court, aren't they?
One big one is before the Supreme Court this term, and that, of course, is the case that involves prisoners from Guantanamo Bay who've been detained indefinitely without lawyers and without due process. That case the court has agreed to hear this spring. But there are others that are probably going to make their way to the Supreme Court. Those are cases that have now gone to the highest courts of appeals in the land, have been decided against the Bush administration, and will likely go to the Supreme Court next term.
What about some of the other hot constitutional questions facing the Supreme Court in the second half of this term?
Well, of course, the big one is the Pledge of Allegiance case. That's the one everyone's waiting for, whether, in fact, school children who pledged to be one nation under God are, in fact, being forced to violate a line between church and state.
Kind of recirculating that religion question you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. That will be the big religion case in the second term, and then the Guantanamo case you referred to earlier. There's some other small, interesting cases that are before the Supreme Court that they'll either decide this term or hear this term. There's some interesting Miranda cases. There's interesting civil rights cases. And there's a really interesting case involving Dick Cheney's Energy Commission and whether he is ultimately going to have to disclose the paperwork that went on in putting that commission together.
All right, well, let's step aside for a moment from the kind of august levels of the Supreme Court and go to tawdry celebrity trials, because that's actually, I think, what a lot of people will be watching this year, if history's any guide. You have the former record producer Phil Spector awaiting trial for a murder here in Los Angeles, Michael Jackson charged with child abuse, Kobe Bryant facing rape charges. It's going to be court TV a lot.
Oh, I mean, between that and Martha Stewart, Robert Blake, Scott Peterson, who has now become a celebrity, Diana Ross and Glenn Campbell facing drunk driving charges, it seems like celebrities either got pregnant or went to jail this year. And don't forget, Alex, maybe the biggest celebrity who's going to go on trial in the coming months, maybe as soon as this year, will be Saddam Hussein, who may well face a tribunal in his own country.
Exactly. And I bet TV is going to cover that as well.
Well, I think we have no idea yet how any of that is going to shake out, but there's no question at all his will be the trial of the century.
Speaking of TV, Dahlia, are there any good trashy lawyer TV shows coming on that you're writing for or know about?
You know, not that I know about. I've become a little bit of a fan of that terrible Alicia Silverstone divorce attorney where mostly she just has seven different hairstyles every hour show, but I don't know of any new ones that are coming up.
Dahlia Lithwick writes the jurisprudence column for Slate and joins us regularly on Day to Day. Thank you, Dahlia.
Thank you, Alex. Happy New Year.
And to you.